Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Welcome to Almost Famous, the podcast about fame with me, Barnaby Slater. Thanks so much for tuning in. If you haven't already, please do subscribe or follow the podcast and leave us a rating and comment in Apple Podcasts if that's where you're listening. Also, do give us a follow on Instagram at Almost Famous, the podcast, and on Twitter at Pod Almost Famous. In series 5 of the show, I'm bringing you daily episodes called 15 Minutes of Fame, where I read out some of the most honest and controversial stories that celebrities have ever told. In today's episode, arguably the world's most famous and definitely the world's most expletive-laden celebrity chef, Gordon Ramsay, discusses what happened when he took part in the very first series of Hell's Kitchen in the UK. I think it's fair to say it's an experience he didn't enjoy. And this extract is especially hilarious for me, as in it he manages to find time to slag off my very own stepdad, who was hosting the show. Hope you enjoy it. And so to the TV series Hell's Kitchen, one of the worst experiences of my life. The idea of the show was that I taught a group of celebrities to cook for real-life celebrity diners, with all the pressures of a busy restaurant. One of the celebrity chefs was voted off by the public every night. I honestly had no idea of how big the show was going to be, the scale of the kitchen that they'd built, or the size of the restaurant. ITV were offering me £40,000 an hour, so I would basically earn £500,000 for 2 weeks' work. As was obvious to anyone who saw even 5 minutes of the show, I wasn't too impressed when I met the contestants. To be honest, I didn't know who half of them were. How was this lot going to cook food to a high enough standard to be served in a restaurant? More to the point, how were they going to do it quickly enough? I was furious with the production people for the amount they were allowing the contestants to drink late at night. This might have made some of the footage they got better, but I had a fucking restaurant to run. The battle lines were drawn. They were all supposed to be cooks, so I treated them like cooks. The real problem was that the producers were only worried about making a reality TV programme, and the contestants were only worried about how they looked on that programme, while I was attempting to run a proper fine dining restaurant. As for Angus Deaton, who was presenting the show, I soon found out that he was taking the piss out of me. They wanted me to chat to Angus on camera, you know, a bit of friendly stuff, but the show was live, so they couldn't make me. He was fucked then. Fuck off, Angus, I could say. I'm not interested. I'm too busy. I went to ITV and I said, you're going to have to make big changes. You're going to have to get some proper chefs in to do some of the preparation. Then came my big bust-up with Amanda Barry, the Coronation Street actress. She physically tried to punch me. At that point, I walked. I said to ITV, she's going to have to be removed. What are you waiting for? For someone to be stabbed? My walking out never came out in the press, but let me tell you now, all hell was let loose. That night, I walked all the way home to Wandsworth, still in my chef's clothes. It was really weird. I felt completely spaced out. I thought, if they're not going to listen to me, I'm not going to do this anymore. The next day, on the Sunday, I just didn't show up. At which point, ITV finally agreed to get some proper chefs in, and so I agreed to go back. Jennifer Ellison, who won the show, worked well, no doubt about it. So did Al Murray. There was a level of respect there and quite a lot of talent. To this day, he puts on amazing dinner parties. He's a fucking good cook. He takes it seriously. The one who really got on my tits was Edwina Curry. There were members of the public, and even quite a few of my mates, voting to keep her in the show, just because they loved watching her wind me up. She was just so fucking lazy and totally irritating. The occasion for the big bust-up came when she didn't prepare her special. It was about 6:10 when I said to Edwina, "Where's your special? What are you doing today?" "I haven't done it," she said. "Say that again." "It's not really my dish, and I don't like it, so I haven't done it."
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, "What the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass!" So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design, thoughtful construction, and little details that make life in your space easier. And now they're bringing that comfort and style outside with their outdoor collection. Burrow's outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry stain-resistant foam cushions. As always, you get free shipping on every order. Get 15% off at burrow.com/acast. burrow.com/acast.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
The production people were going mad. I looked at her and I said, "You're a fucking joke, aren't you?" "I beg your pardon? One minute you're shagging the Prime Minister, and now you're trying to shag me from behind." It just came out. I hadn't planned it at all. I knew how everyone was running around kissing her ass, totally scared of her. Well, I was not scared of Edwina Curry. A bully who shagged the Prime Minister? It was music to my ears when she finally got kicked out. Silly cow. I was hugely relieved when the whole thing was over. 3 days later, I was off to South Africa to run a double marathon. I pulled out after 6 hours. My legs were fucked. That was the first time I'd failed to finish a race, and it was all because of Edwina Curry. I was just exhausted. I had nothing left. Soon afterwards, we had an email from Channel 4 saying that they wanted to do a second series of Kitchen Nightmares, the other TV series that I'd been doing. The money they were going to pay me leapt from £50,000 to £100,000. I was amazed. Then ITV asked if I would do a second series of Hell's Kitchen. We heard that an American company was interested in the idea of doing the show, so I was off to Los Angeles to meet them. 2 days after that, Channel 4 came in with £1 million offer to keep me there. In the end, I did do the show in America, but I passed on the offer from ITV in the UK. Why? Lots of reasons. Hell's Kitchen didn't make much sense to me. I worried about the way it made people think about me, about the kind of attention it brought. The show attracted lots of knobs, like the coughing major from Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. He started giving me shit. On ITV2, there was a programme of extra material from the show, which Jordan was presenting. Hilarious. There she was, walking up and down this red carpet, reading from a card held right up in front of her fucking nose. "Hello, and welcome to Extra Portions from Hell's Kitchen." Laughable, really. So why did I agree to do the same show in America? Simple. They wanted to do it without using so-called celebrities. The contestants were members of the public who seriously wanted to cook, and the prize for the winner, at least for the second series, was the chance to have their own restaurant in Las Vegas. In other words, it was a real tough competition. I was in charge of the talent, and I could make all the decisions about cooking and food. Of course, after my television shows, I'm part of that strange celebrity world. So much of it is a pile of crap, though. We've had everyone in the restaurants, from Pierce Brosnan to Beckham, but we don't have special arrangements for celebrities. There's no secret telephone number for them. Tana and I have become quite close to the Beckhams, and I do get frustrated when people are so wrong about them. When you get to know them, you realise how normal they are and how normal they want to be. Compared to them, though, I've had an easy time from the press. The press have been nice to me. I try to work with them as much as I can. You have to look on it as a relationship, but it's a dangerous one. Because of everything I've done, there are some amazing moments. I get lots of requests. Will you come and cook at my house? One request was to cook for Blair and Russia's President Putin at Downing Street, which was a great thrill. There was a split second when I was standing between Blair and Putin. One of those moments when I couldn't help but think how far I'd come. Gordon Ramsay strikes me as just such a weird bloke. Is it because he's a chef that he can get away with being so rude to people? Or is he a chef because he's so rude to people? And that's the only industry in which being like that is somehow seen as vital to getting to the top of the business. What do you guys think? Let me know your thoughts on Gordon Ramsay and any of these episodes of 15 Minutes of Fame in the Apple Podcast comment section or by posting to our social media. Find us on Instagram at Almost Famous the Podcast and on Twitter at Pod Almost Famous. Also, please do press that subscribe button and rate the podcast too. Please check out my other show, It's Your Funeral, a light-hearted look into the most important day of our guests' afterlives, and give it a follow on Insta at Pod It's Your Funeral. Thanks so much for listening, and remember there'll be a brand new episode of Almost Famous's 15 Minutes of Fame every weekday morning. Goodbye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
It's the question that's on everyone's mind. How do you live a good life? Is it about work, health, or relationships? What about happiness, meaning, and money? What really matters? And how can you dramatically improve all of these things? These are the questions we explore every week on the top-ranked podcast, Good Life Project, hosted by award-winning author and perpetual seeker, Jonathan Fields, which also happens to be me. Every week, I sit down with world-renowned researchers, experts, and scions of art and industry on the Good Life Project podcast. This week, in fact, we're sharing a fantastic conversation with the author, Elizabeth Gilbert, about a single practice that changed her life. Listen to the Good Life Project podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.